Chapter 5. A Husband for Bianca. Meanwhile, at Baptista's house, Bianca and Katharina were in their father's study together. Katharina had tied her sister's hands and was tormenting her to try and make her confess which of her suitors she preferred.
"Please, sister, untie my hands and I will do anything you want,"
cried Bianca.
"Only if you tell me which of them you like best,"
replied Katharina.
"Believe me, sister, I do not love any of them. I haven't met the man I could love yet."
"I don't believe you. Is it Hortensio?"
demanded Katharina, shaking her.
"No, no. But if you like Hortensio, I could speak to him for you,"
said Bianca desperately.
"In that case,"
said Katharina,
"you prefer riches and will choose Gremio."
"Do you like Gremio, then? What do you want? Oh, please, sister, don't joke with me. Untie my hands,"
begged Bianca, confused.
"I'll show you who is joking,"
shouted Katharina, striking Bianca on the head. Luckily, Baptista heard all the noise and came to see what was happening. He untied the weeping Bianca and sent her into the house. While he was telling Katharina off, all the suitors arrived. Petruchio introduced himself to Baptista, saying that he was interested in Katharina, and then presented Hortensio, disguised as Litio, the music teacher. Baptista could not believe that Petruchio was really interested in his bad-tempered elder daughter and said there must be some mistake. But Petruchio insisted that it was Katharina he wanted to court. Gremio introduced Lucentio, disguised as Cambio, the poetry teacher. Baptista was very pleased and told them he would happily let them meet his daughters. Turning to Petruchio, he said,
"Let's go to have a walk in the orchard. You must stay for dinner."
"Signor Baptista,"
replied Petruchio,
"you knew my deceased father well and know that he has left me all his lands and goods. If I can win your daughter's love, what dowry will you offer?"
"Half of my lands when I die, and 20,000 crowns on your wedding day,"
replied Baptista encouragingly.
"But be ready for some hard words."
Just then, Hortensio, Litio, came rushing back, holding his head.
"I tried to teach Katharina to play the lute, and she hit me on the head with it. Then she called me a rascal and a fiddler, and 20 more horrible names,"
he complained.
"Oh, I love her even more,"
cried Petruchio.
"I want to meet her."
Baptista and Hortensio were amazed, but they went off to bring Katharina to him. Petruchio sat waiting for her. Finally, she came into the orchard.
"Good morning, Kate. That is your name, isn't it?"
asked Petruchio.
"No, it isn't. It is Katharina,"
she replied rudely. Petruchio then spoke to Katharina about her reputation for gentleness and began to flatter her. She thought his sweet words were sarcastic and replied only with insults. Petruchio found her sourness and quick tongue very funny and teased her more. When she understood her rude words had no effect on him, she hit him.
"If you hit me again, I'll hit you too,"
said Petruchio calmly. Then he told her,
"Your father says you may be my wife, and whether you like it or not, my lady, I will marry you. I am going to tame you."
When Baptista, Gremio, and Tranio came back, Petruchio told them confidently that he had won Katharina's heart. Katharina denied it all, but Petruchio convinced them that while she was bad-tempered in public, the girl was sweet and loving in private, and couldn't wait to become his wife. He fixed the wedding day for the following Sunday and left for Venice to buy Katharina some new clothes for the celebrations. Tranio and Gremio then asked Baptista for Bianca's hand.
"I am your neighbor and was your suitor first,"
exclaimed Gremio.
"But I am the one who loves Bianca more,"
cried Tranio. After a moment, Baptista announced,
"I will let my daughter marry the one who can offer her the most wealth."
The disguised Tranio was able to outbid Gremio with all of Lucentio's wealth. However, Baptista insisted that Lucentio's father would have to guarantee the inheritance that his son claimed to have.